Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name is Daryl Ong, and you tune in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. We Malaysians like to talk a lot. Any excuse to sit down at a mamak and talk all night is a good excuse, and we end up talking about everything from politics to sports. But Amelia Sharif believes there's one topic we don't have enough conversations about, and that's gender. As a result, Amelia decided to create the G-Block, bringing on board Suri Kampe, Shakira Rahman and Fatana Rafi as the core team. Today, the G-Block is Malaysia's first online portal dedicated to discussing gender-based issues. Starting from small beginnings, the blog now has a team of 30 regular writers writing about the intersections between gender and how it relates to the other aspects of life. Other than just a website, the G-Block also runs events on awareness about these issues. Recently, they ran a forum on child marriages as part of the Urbanscapes Festival. Today, we have in the studio with us two of the core team, Amelia Sharif and Fatana Rafi, telling us about the story of the G-Block.
The story how we first met was pretty funny because none of us know each other when the team that was the initial team first met. So that was me, Shakira Rahman, Suri Kemper and Cheryl Bustaman. So I was thinking about starting my own blog initially, like, and I want to write about gender issues because at that point I just was getting a bit annoyed and getting a bit frustrated with the kind of news you see on TV. A lot of times in Malaysia, when you talk about gender issue, it's reactionary. Something happened, something bad happened, and people start talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it's seasonal. And if something bad didn't happen, then people just forget that there's still issues that you need to face, there's still issues that you need to talk about. So that was the underlying idea that pushed this platform. And I was then thinking about having a team of people to work together with me rather than just being the only person. So I literally Googled some people that based on their backgrounds and based on their skill sets. And I was like, I want to meet more people. So based on my Google skills.
Your stalking skills.
I said Google skills. So I met Shakira and I met Suri and I met Cheryl and they said yes.
Cool. And when you're on the G-Block, you guys have, you know, you publish articles weekly and you have a theme monthly, right?
That's correct. We publish articles based on a theme and the theme is decided on a monthly basis. So each month we publish one article per week. So we try to diversify the kind of articles that we publish on that theme itself. So for example, if you want to talk about child marriage or we want to talk about abortions in Malaysia, we usually try to find writers with different backgrounds who have faced different kind of challenges in life so that the kind of discussion and the kind of things that we publish are different and more people can relate to the differences that we publish.
Cool. Fatana, what can you tell me a bit about the three core principles of the G-Block?
So the three core principles that we have in the G-Block are diversity, civility and also community. In terms of diversity, we would like to have more people from different spectrums of life to actually talk and forward their ideas on what it could mean to be seeing things from their standing. Because you could have someone who supports abortion or not supporting abortion. So we would like to see this clash of idea on our platform. And in terms of civility, we would like to also encourage polite discourse among individuals because we think, like more often than not, when you see on social networking sites, especially on Twitter, where people get very heated up.
Yeah, it's not that polite, is it?
Exactly. So it's not really polite. So people get agitated a lot. And at the end of the day, they don't want to engage with each other and they become even more segregated within their own bubble. So we think on our blog, what we could promote is that a polite discourse where people can actually take some time to elaborate their ideas and also to extend on their understanding on certain issues, so they don't just simply jump on the bandwagon and start attacking other individuals for what they believe in.
For us, this is important mainly because a lot of times when you Google things or the kind of ads or the kind of things that appear on your Facebook and Twitter is based on things that you already believe in. So you live in this bubble and you rarely engage, talk, or have any kind of conversation with people outside of that bubble, per se. So we're trying to make sure that when the platform is safe, when people feel like they're not going to be like blatantly attacked, or especially in terms of like personal attack and things like that, we feel like that is more healthier way for us to encourage people, and like they won't be so scared about saying things on the blog.
Cool.
About a community, we would like to create a safe space for individuals to actually be able to express their opinions. So like this is supposed to be a neutral platform where everyone can gather and actually discuss on their ideas, whether or not they're on the liberal side of the society or the conservative part of the society. We would like everyone to join the discourse, and also so that we can create some sort of harmony within the society, because we think that's what we're lacking, right? Engagement with one another in order to understand them.
So in a way, celebrating the differences and different opinions. Why do you think Malaysia needs this kind of online platform dedicated to gender-related issues?
Well, I think Malaysia needs a lot of things, but the reason why we think like an online platform is the way to go for us is because, number one, it's easy. And second, we think that a lot of times people take shelter in their own homes or in the comfort, like in front of their own laptops to get information, or when they don't know what to do. And honestly, like this is pretty embarrassing to admit. Like sometimes when you go through a breakup and you don't know what to do, you find yourself Googling, what should I do to move on from my boyfriend? Or if like sometimes for girls, when you get your first menses, you don't know what to do, like what should I do? And things like that. So this is a kind of same logic. So when something is taboo, when someone is afraid or embarrassed to talk about something, where do they go to? In the comfort of their own homes, in the private space where they feel like no one is judging them. So that's why we decided to go with an online platform.
Is there not any resources online right now?
We feel like there is resources, but the problem is like there's a lot of gender organizations, women organizations in Malaysia now, and they do amazing work, and we like really look up to these people. But the kind of difference that GBlock wants to make is in terms of providing personal stories. So a lot of times when you look at when you look for information, a lot of times this comes in the form of statistics or facts. So they're very detached with no emotional connection whatsoever. And we're trying to put a face to these facts, to these things that you find online right now, like this kind of blatant information. So you kind of put a story behind it, and that way people can relate to it better. So I think that's one thing that we try to focus on.
That's cool. Can you just give me a rundown of what are some of the common issues that you guys publish on the blog? You know, what are some of the things that keep cropping up?
We didn't expect this initially because we are thinking of things like sexual identity or gender identity would be like something that is more prominent. Mm-hmm. But turns out people keep talking about things like abusive relationship. And then this also makes us realize like there's no one in particular that specifically talk to our youngsters about abusive relationship. How do we identify them? What do we do when we're in them? And what are the ways that we can do to overcome our fears and things like that? Okay. So a lot of times when people keep submitting articles to us, it's always about something personal that happened in the relationship. Like they love this person so much, but this person is doing certain things, and how do we deal with those things?
Can you just give me some pics of your favorite or your highlights that you guys have published before?
Like for me personally, I like the street harassment article by Jasmine Ho, because I think like that's very true. It speaks truth because that's what me and other friends are facing as well. Sometimes it gets to a point where you get scared and sometimes feel very conscious of your own safety. So I think that it represents like what I have been feeling all this while.
There's also a few others that's really popular on the blog. And when we say popular, like by in terms of shares and likes, so they receive like thousands of shares, for example. And these are stories, two of them that I can remember. One is on the hijab. So there's this person, she wears the hijab, her name is Mai Mohsin, and she submitted a story to us. This is about how she feels like she is a walking contradiction and she belongs nowhere. It's because she wears the hijab, so she's not liberal enough for the liberals because she's wear the hijab. But her views are pretty liberal. So people who are conservative also think like you don't belong with us because you support gay rights, for example, and then you put on a hijab and then, you know, so she feels a bit of a walking contradiction.
So it seems to me that the G-Block kind of pulls in all different kinds of communities in a way, really niche kind of community, you know, people that are experiencing a particular type of abuse, for example?
Well, gender is huge, and the intersections of gender is a lot. Like, there's also things like religion or child rights. There's also things like marriage, you know. So sometimes people want to talk about something. So, for example, we have this one person. He wanted to talk about, like, fashion. He wanted to, because he has his, like, fashion blog, I think. And he wants to talk about the way people are harassed in terms of, like, sexual harassment. It's not just exclusive to girls, but boys also face the same things. So he wanted to talk about it. So we're like, you can. Well, you just need to put in the gender perspective to it. Otherwise, it might not fit into the kind of objective that we're looking at with the blog.
Okay, cool. Tell me a bit about the writers that you guys have in-house. You know, how many people are there? How did you get them on board?
Our writers changes every year. For example, last year we had different sets of writers, and then this year we engage a new group of people.
I think that's cool. You get a fresh view, right?
Yeah, and also because I feel a lot of times you want them to share personal stories. Mm. So like, and to some people, like, some things are not meant to be shared, and then more people have more things to share. But we never, like, cut contact with the ones that we no longer put as our resident writer. So we still approach them. If I know, like, a person A is interested in a topic, and if we're going to publish it now, even though she's no longer a writer, or just, like, drop her a WhatsApp message and say, hey, would you like to write, and things like that. So in terms of background, it's very, very diverse. So we have students studying locally and abroad. We have lawyers. We have someone who works with, like, big companies, MNCs, talking about, like, corporate glass ceilings and stuff like that. So very diverse.
Fatana, you were mentioning something earlier in the interview about being polite online.
Sometimes I think there are comments that seem like trolls online. I think we have received some. In terms of how we engage with them, usually we just come up with a generic and polite response in order to counter, because sometimes we have to understand where they're coming from, why they're so fixated on certain views that they hold. So this is why we are still doing this initiative, even though, like, there are trolls online, we think that we should...
Yeah, sometimes it makes our days more interesting.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Do you think that the G-Block are attacked by these people because of the issues that you're talking about, or, you know... Because they do attack anyone, right?
It's definitely the issues. I'm not sure if they attack everyone per se, but the kind of attacks is different based on different groups of people. So if, for example, we're talking about polygamy, for example, and then someone expresses her opinion about polygamy and being against it, and then these people will be like, oh, you're like blasphemous, you're against the religion, blah, blah, blah. And then we have to sometimes decide if it's a troll or not a troll, because sometimes they just, the kind of name calling is weird. So, but we still, like, respond to these people because we don't want to create, like, an environment where you just ignore people because they have different opinions from you.
That was Amelia Sharif and Fatana Shafi talking to us about how they started the G-Blog and the unique challenges they face as an online portal. Coming up next, we'll be talking about maintaining diversity on the site, feminism, and the limits of online activism. My name's Daryl Ong. Stay tuned. This is I Love KL, PFM 89.9.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
PFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong. You tune in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. This week, we have Amelia Sharif and Fatana Rafi from the G-Block, Malaysia's first online portal dedicated to the discussion of intersectional gender issues. Before the break, they spoke about why they started the blog, their personal experiences with gender-based issues, and also how they deal with online trolls. G-Blog has a team of in-house writers, but you also accept submissions from the public. Can you just tell me a bit about the curation process?
So what happens is we decide on the theme a month before. So I will send out, like, blast emails to all of our resident writers.
Okay.
And we also have friends. So Fatana has her own set of friends. I have my own set of friends. If we know someone particularly vocal about that issue, we approach that person directly. But we also do things like, for example, there was this one theme we were running about like feminist ideas. And then after we published the first post, then people started sharing it. We also go through the kind of things people say when they share the article or the kind of comments they pass. So if we think that this person feels very strongly against it, we directly approach that person and say, hey, would you like to write a response based to that? That is sort of like the easiest way for us to get different opinions.
I mean, I think it's just great that you have your own view of things, your own view of the world, but you guys are willing to, you know, let other people see and other people share their thoughts as well on your platform. I think that's great. Yeah, so writing down stuff online is a great place to start, but where do you think and how do you think that us Malaysia, we can make this a more open discussion, more open discourse?
So I think we need to start somewhere, right? Because a lot of times when we have articles being shared and things like that, without having one people to start something, like the others wouldn't realize it. So they don't have the courage or the strength to actually express themselves or what they've been feeling all this while. So when you provide this platform for these people, when you share all the articles based on personal stories, personal experience, what happens is that other people, other individuals who have been living within their own shells, not being able to express themselves, when they see other people have the same personal struggles as them, it strengthens them.
They relate to it.
So it gives them courage to go about their daily lives and express themselves.
I guess the question I'm asking is, you know, when you publish a piece online, there's a certain...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
In form of, you know, okay, my thoughts are out there in the online world. But there is something to just talking to someone, right? Sitting down and having a discussion.
I think the idea is to provide a support system to people. So like I mentioned earlier about sometimes in the comfort of your own homes, you want to look for information. You want to engage with people who has gone through the same thing as you. So that's mostly it. In terms of what we want Malaysians to do more, it's definitely to be less judgmental when people are different from you. So for example, when someone goes through something and you're like, why can't you just snap out of it? Why can't you just walk out of an abusive relationship? Or why can't you just talk to your boss and say you wanted a raise? So these kind of things, we are trying to make people understand that it's not as easy as it seems. Also, by acknowledging that the differences in terms of opinions, it makes Malaysians realize that, oh, the way I think is not the correct way or not the only way to think. There are also other people. So it kind of creates that kind of harmony that Fatana talked about earlier.
Has people ever referred to the G-Block as a feminist site?
It's definitely feminist. Because in terms of the people running it, we are definitely a bunch of feminists. But the reason why we do not put that feminist label on the blog is because we want that blog to be an open platform. So some people out there are afraid to identify themselves as feminists. And there's also another group of people who just really hate the word feminist. So we are trying to make sure that these people are not repelled by the fact that we label the blog with a certain name. Mm-hmm. But in terms of when we encourage discourse and things like that, it's definitely in the feminist spirit to encourage like equality between like the genders and things like that.
Why do you think there are negative connotations to feminists?
Honestly, personally, I think it's because people don't understand. When you think feminist is a bad word, it means you do not understand what it means. Unless you're actually against equality. So then maybe you are against
feminism.
That's
a different story.
That's a different story altogether. But you know, there's this running joke about, hey, I'm sick. I want to go see a person who can give me medicine and tell me what to do. And people are like, you're going to see a doctor. No. I'm not going to see the doctor because I don't like the word doctor. Do you get what I mean? It's like not calling something for the name because the name has some negative connotation.
Right,
so that's what feminism is right now. So we want to make sure that people understand where people are coming from. And then later on, they realize that this is what feminism is all about. So, you know, that's the idea.
This month's theme is on child marriages.
This month's theme for the blog itself is women in the city. So we're focusing on things like corporate issues or like glass ceiling or what women face in the workforce, like sexism, be it our microaggressions, but we are running a forum on child marriage. So that is something that we are working on as well, because child marriage, sadly, is something that is very prevalent in Malaysia. So a lot of people justify child marriage by saying that, oh, but your religion allows it. Like, there's no limitations in terms of age in your religion. So why can't we do it? In fact, like, some of your higher people in your religion get married when they're really young. So why can't we do it? So these are the kind of things that we want to discuss about. So this is more of an event thing for us that we conduct.
So you have Monday teams. Can you just give me a rundown of the teams you had so far?
We have quite diverse sort of themes. Yeah. So we have sexual harassment. We have microaggressions. We have sexual against violence against women in general. So that includes sexual harassment or rape or molest cases and things like that. We also do politics. We discuss like the political issues of things, like certain affirmative action policy, for example. We also discuss the social aspects of life and the economic aspects of life, like glass ceiling, like work and wages.
What do you think are some of the practical approaches we can take right here in KL, you know, by the authorities to curb gender issues, be it safety, be it, you know, more support system, that kind of thing? What do you think we're lacking?
I think it's hard to put a blanket and try to answer that question in general. But
in
I would
opinion.
Say if I have to pick one thing that would make people's life a bit easier, that is to not be so judgmental again. So if a woman comes to the police station and say that I've been raped by my boyfriend, the first question you should ask is not what you're wearing or why you're at your boyfriend's place, is what happened. You know, so this is the kind of things that will make it easier. So if you see someone walking down the street and is being catcalled, don't be so judgmental and say she's asking for it. You try and help her in ways that you can. So if you see a child or a parent is struggling because she's a single mom or a single dad, struggling to send and fetch kids to school, for example, then you help. Don't be so judgmental and accuse that person of being a bad parent. So I think trying to be there for another person is huge. It's not easy, but the first step that you can do on your own without lifting a finger is to not blatantly accuse that person of something else. You know, not to be too judgmental.
I think it starts from education. I think the mindset of the people, like teachers and parents, also at the same time needs to be accommodating towards their own children. Because I think more often than not, the children start becoming judgmental because of how they see their older siblings, parents react to things. So because this is something that is reactionary, it makes it feel as though it is something normal. So this normalization of behavior already starts from early age. So I think like there needs to be a change within our education to encourage people to accept each other. Because what you see within our like school system, what happens is that there's already certain set of gender roles that people don't want you to embrace.
Yeah.
So that's already hard enough for like females trying to be like the school head prefect, things like that.
Yeah.
Because you are discouraged by the teacher simply because they believe that only men can be leaders, things like that. So it affects the way how they think.
Definitely. And that's the whole purpose why G-Block is targeted to young people.
Yeah, this is also part of our community principle on the blog. This is one thing that we're very proud of. The G-Block doesn't belong to anyone. So a lot of up-and-coming feminists, when they want to start something or when they want to express their opinions and they don't know where to go, they come to us. And a lot of them also come to us and say, like, hey, we're thinking of running this project. Like, what can we do? So we, like, give them advice and we say, we can support you in ways that we can. For example, we can help you promote it on our Facebook pages or Twitter. We can also give you things like one article. So to help you promote your causes and things like that. So young people generally, either they found their direction, but they don't know what to do about it, or they haven't found any, or they're in the ages where they feel like they don't care, like these things don't affect them. So we feel like it's very important to engage the younger generation, because I think it's most effective to talk to a certain group of people when their worldview hasn't yet been fixed or decided for them already.
That was Amelia Sharif and Fatana Rafi from the G-Block. If you'd like to check them out and possibly contribute as well, you can check them out at www.thegblog.org or their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/thegblog. And sadly, that brings us to the end of this week's episode. But just let me remind you, if you'd like to check out the podcast, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my/ilovekl. My name is Daryl Ong, and you have been tuning in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week, right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.